Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
1-0 here in the second inning with men at first and second. The batter is Javier Baez.
And Javi is going to get a huge crowd, huge ovation here from the Cubs fans in his first time back here at Wrigley Field.
Javier standing outside the batter's box, takes off his helmet to acknowledge the fans. Javier, always a very dynamic ball player. Saw him make some incredible defensive plays, clutch hits. Co-MVP of the National League Championship Series in 2016. And now he will bat for the first time tonight.
El Sonadito makes you feel good about baseball, even if your team only has about a 4% chance of making the wild card. But that's okay.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Indeed, there is.
It's fading out like the music.
Javier Baez back in town and bringing with him a lot of fond memories, a lot of really good things happened. There it is!
Spieg's heard the music. I just saw Spieg's ears perk up. It was very cute.
So Ian Happ was with us yesterday, and he spoke colorfully about what it meant for Javier Baez to return to Wrigley.
He was a highlight reel every single day. Favorite stuff. I mean, some of the unbelievable slides. I wasn't there, but watching on the World Series run, you know, some of the tags, the homer that he hit into the wind at left field and pimped and it went in the basket. You know, that's a pretty special one. He had so many amazing moments as a Cub and was such a huge part of our success. I actually saw maybe when the Blue Jays were in town, they, you know, Marquis will do the last time the Blue Jays were at Wrigley, which I think was in 2017, and then they did on this date we played the Reds 1 year, and just Javi's all over the highlights. You know, it's a 3-game set and Javi's got, you know, 5 of the 7 highlights they put on there. And just remembering back to those lineups and those guys and the contributions, pretty special. And I hope that he's going to get an amazing welcome, but I hope that he really gets to take it in and appreciate just how much people in the city love him.
That was Ian Happ yesterday. This was Javier Baez during his media session talking about the return to Wrigley.
Oh, they, you know, especially my teammates, they know it's going to be a special moment. You know, to know the kids that follow me. There's a lot of fans that, I don't want to say they hate me, but obviously because of my numbers right now, they really tough. But to see the kids follow me, doesn't matter, you know, how I'm doing or what I'm doing, it's just special for me.
Even before the game, the people in the stands were yelling, you know, I love you, Javi. Obviously, you know what you meant to them. What did they mean to you? What did this city
mean? Oh, they mean, you know, they know I play for the fans, you know. That's one of the reasons why I always try to be out there. Because I know that there's really good fans, and obviously I grew up in this organization and in this field that, you know, the vibe is always really good, the same. Doesn't matter what day, what time is the game, it's always going to be packed and supporting our team, their team. And like I said, we when I was here, we were a losing team, and the field was always still packed. And really good support from the fans. So hopefully it goes really, really loud for me.
Where do you begin with Javi Baez, who somehow played with a ton of joy and was also self-aware at the same time?
He had to catch himself. He's like, our team.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still tell that loyalty is there. And to me, he's one of the few cases where he got back what he put in. Like, people reciprocated exactly what he was giving back to them.
He played in a way that evinced how fans felt. And that's rare. Because we always talk about how players aren't fans. and the way they play and their emotions, especially in baseball, aren't there to represent how you feel. They're not very there to have your feelings projected upon them. He embraced that. He did play that way.
Well, he didn't just embrace it. I think he needed it. And I think what you heard there was him expressing that the all of those Cubs players, coaches, Joe Maddon, when they talked about Javi, they talked about the fact that he needed the juice from the fans. And maybe that's why, like, maybe it's part of, a very small part of why you're not seeing, you didn't see it with the Mets. You're not seeing it with Detroit. Now, it looks like Detroit's starting to kind of turn things into the right position, but there's also the age factor, you know? And I think that there have been some bad habits with Javi that have not been corrected and compounded, but he's baseball joy. Like when you saw his career with the Cubs, it was either going to be like some 425-foot home run or some defensive play that you can't believe he made. Him being able to throw someone out after a bobble because he has such a strong arm, or making a play in the hole that you can't, the tags, the slides. One of those players where you're like, even if it's a strikeout, even if it's a strikeout swinging, there's something epic about it.
His legs are all tangled up and he's sitting down. Yeah,
and he would laugh at himself.
Yeah,
you know, that was the other part of it is he would laugh at himself in a way that even in that interview shows. He says, oh, some fans probably hate me because of my numbers. Like, he plays with that responsibility.
And this was his thank you to the fans on Marquee after the game.
Nah, to be honest, to other fans out there, especially here in Chicago, thank you. You know, thank you for all the time that you guys spend in sport, not just in baseball. You know, I think our players, you know, we did a lot to the community. You know, especially Tony Rizzo, that he did a lot for the city, and John Lester. I mean, you can't really mention anyone,
sure.
but they really care about the team, the sport. And obviously winning too.
Easy to root for.
And frankly, I think one of the reasons why I was a little more attached to Christopher Morel, it just feels better when somebody like that is on the Cubs specifically for that reason. Like that relationship with the fans and that visible joy and just being unapologetically yourself. And that part of it, I really do miss with him. He was always so great in interviews, too. You know, he would say, like, there was a time where he was asked a question about, I asked him, sideline reporting, filling in for Kelly Kroll one day, about just them finding ways to win, which at the time they were still very much doing. It was 2017. And he's like, yeah, you know, we talked about that in the interview, and then gestured to me. He's just that kind of person. And I do think there is some truth to that. You know, he plays better on the South side when they're booing him. You know, I think that that says something as well. It's always nice to see him. It's wild that this is the first time he's been back. That to me is sobering too.
I love the idea of Javi Baez like Southside villain. Like that storyline, even with him in Detroit, has continued. And seeing that he plays into it, like he understands it, and he plays into it. And that's usually when he's playing. Over the last 3 or 4 years, that's usually when he plays his best baseball.
When he's in on the bit and embracing it, being like, oh, okay. Like you say, maybe it's sort of an absolute value of energy that he gets from it. Doesn't matter if it's positive or negative. Energy is energy at that point.
I think that it's fun. Like it's two different things. Like with, for example, here's how I would explain it. With being a Cub, the fun is inherent. You feel it from the people that are there in the stands. When you go play over at White Sox, the fun is in the rivalry. And it's in them hating you because you were a Cub. And now he gets to carry that over as a Tiger. But with the Mets, it's like my own fan base doesn't really like me. And I'm sure with Detroit, with even last night, he goes 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts. It's they don't really like me. You can hear him talk about that. And he's like, I know why. Like, I'm not playing really well. I think that he's just one of those players that needs the extra juice. And he had it for a long time. And that was great for us as consumers, of people who, even if you just like baseball, I think that Javier Baez is similar to Tim Anderson, went a long way in changing the way that we perceive the game. Like, very much changing the game from the inside, and people being like, you know what? I wasn't necessarily into the idea of pimping home runs, but Javier Baez sure does make it look fun.